WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. The Attorneys General of Maryland and D.C. plan to file what they call a major lawsuit today against President Trump. The Washington Post reports that lawsuit will claim, quote, unprecedented constitutional violations by the president by his accepting millions of dollars from foreign governments since moving into the White House. Maryland's Brian Frosch and D.C.'s Carl Racine, both elected Democrats, will argue that Mr. Trump has broken many promises to keep separate his public duties and private business interests. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has agreed to testify to the same Senate committee that heard last week from fired FBI Director James Comey.
It was a surprise announcement in a letter from Sessions himself Saturday to the Senate Intelligence Committee. With senators off for the weekend, the response was cloudy since it's unclear if the Attorney General will appear in an open meeting. Either way, it's likely the committee will take Sessions up on the offer. Sessions has recused himself from overseeing the Russia election meddling investigation. However, the White House said he had a hand in the firing of FBI Director James Comey, which President Trump said was tied to the Russia probe. Meanwhile, the Attorneys General of Maryland and D.C. are bringing lawsuits against the president over his businesses benefiting from foreign government officials' visits to the hotels and resorts. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Metro's SafeTrack is scheduled to end June 25th. Now transit agency leaders are talking about what will come next.
To avoid a SafeTrack 2.0, Metro will be doing more preventative maintenance during overnight hours and will make its capital program more robust by replacing train and rail parts as they age out. Metro's Assistant General Manager of Rail, Andy Off, says they'll also
maximize every weekend and have one work zone on each line with no more than one shutdown.
Board member Michael Goldman's concerned.
We're just going to continue this pattern of putting the burden on the weekend rider.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you're planning to park along the National Mall, you must now feed the meter.
For the last 6 weeks, as the parking meters were being installed along the National Mall, those who didn't pay or overstayed their time didn't get a ticket. But Michael Litteris with the National Park Service says that changes today.
If there are violations of the meter, the district DPW office has the discretion of writing citations.
Litteris says there will be a three-hour parking limit on the mall that cannot be extended. The meters will be enforced between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. every day of the year except Christmas. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Today marks day six of the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial as the focus moves to the defense.
It's not clear how the defense will proceed. When they cross-examined prosecution witnesses, they tried casting doubt on Andrea Constand's credibility, suggesting that she and Cosby had a romantic relationship and that she's motivated by greed. Cosby's spokesman said they haven't ruled out the possibility of putting the 79-year-old on the stand.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. At a Northwest D.C. nightclub was briefly evacuated last night after the roof deck partially collapsed. No serious injuries were reported in the incident at the Uproar Lounge and Restaurant. Officials say there were simply too many people in that roof deck at the nightclub. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,272, the Nasdaq at 6208. Sports, the Nationals offense can't help Max Scherzer as the Nats fall to the Rangers. The Orioles lose to the Yankees again. WMDA, the Mystics beat Indiana, and the Penguins finish off the Predators to win the Stanley Cup. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Virginia gubernatorial primary, Tuesday night.
I'm running for governor.
With updates on the hour and on the half and breaking news when it happens.
Take back Virginia.
Depend on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products. Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our 7 showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Don't
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero-Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into town, delays continue to grow on the freeway due to the crash westbound after you pass the 3rd Street Tunnel exit. That was along the left side. And I'm actually looking at delays now each direction of 295 just to make that merge onto the 11th Street Bridge. Coming out of Riverdale and Chevrolet, the volume with us on 295. George Washington Parkway southbound before you get to the overlooks. That delay will take you down to the Key Bridge, but northbound also have that delay on the G-Dub passing the Key Bridge and heading up to the exit for Spout Run. On the Beltway, just been about the volume, Virginia through Annandale, north of Tyson's to the Legion Bridge, and Maryland, it's been about the crash in Silver Spring on the outer loop between Colesville Road and George Avenue. Everything had been pushed over to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got to get to 95 today to get a record. Good deal. Sunshine, though, is expected. Start the 70s, wrap it up at 93, so we may get there. There is an air quality alert in effect. Clear and warm tonight, 74. Late day showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Dumfries, 74 in Greenbelt, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Will this be the week that Washington gets past Russia? Not likely. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 8:07 on WMAL. We're Washington Times the Talk. Vince Colonnais here alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love.
All right. Speaking of cell phones, you know, a lot of students nowadays have cell phones. I'm talking young kids, middle schoolers, high schoolers. And here in the D.C. area, there's one principal who's very concerned about all of this cell phone usage. She says that it's just basically dominating their lives to begin with. So she has an idea for the summer. She wants to see if she can't get these kids to stop using their cell phones. Now, before you go crazy, not for the entire summer, but once a week on Tuesdays, she'd like them to put the cell phone down and not use it at all. Diana Smith is the principal at Washington Latin Public Charter School, and she's pledged now, according to the Washington Post, to pay her students $100 each out of her own pocket if they forgo electronics and video screens each Tuesday until school resumes at the end of August. Okay? $100 a pop if they can make it 11 straight Tuesdays without using their phone at all. Is this possible in the age, in 2017, the age of Trump? Even the president of the United States can't stay away from his cell phone. Is it possible for a young kid, a kid who is in a classroom, who's dominated by social media, where school drama hinges on the latest Facebook post that Sally posted or whatever the popular name now is in middle school and high school in 2017? All of that, everything, is it possible to pull the cell phone away from your kids' hands? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. How dominant is the cell phone in the life of your child and also inside of their schools? Do you see other children who are just taken up in the school setting? I don't know how they deal with it now. I don't have a kid who's old enough to deal with this yet. But in middle school and high school, I imagine that it must be a real challenge during class time with students constantly peeking under their desks or, like, you know, just simply pretending to reach for something in their backpack and all they're doing is texting or whatever the move is now. I'm sure it's just all over classrooms everywhere.
Well, this announcement was made at an assembly, and the parents were there as well. It's a charter school, and it's only for the middle school students, even though it goes to 12th grade. It's only for the 7th and 8th graders. And one of the moms said that after the assembly, parents immediately started taking bets on which one of the kids could switch off their devices. And she says she, though, already sets limits on her son's technology use. When he goes to bed, he's not allowed to take his phone with him. The computer is one in the kitchen. And And she said, I think she wants it to go a bit further, though. And she said it should be a parent-student pact to shut any kind of device off. She said it's not just the kids who struggle to look away from the phones. Now, this principal is so down with this that she placed a jar on her desk at home in February and started setting aside cash. She said so far she stashed $600 away. Now the school has 187th and 8th grade students, but only those who are returning in August are eligible. It's about 160 kids, so she could theoretically be shelling out $16,000, but she said, she goes, I think at most 50 of them will pull it off.
So $5,000 out of her pocket if that happens. And you got to have two parents over the age of 21 certify this.
They have to send a letter
and say, yeah, and just like both sign off that it happened. I'm sure that there could be some cheating involved. I don't know what kind of lesson you're teaching your kids if you're going to cheat on this test. But I think it's a good idea. You know, ultimately, see if you can't peel that cell phone away. They do say that the students, if they're say out in public and need to get in touch with their parents, are going to have to figure it out. They're going to have to actually look for the one payphone in a 1,000 block radius. They'll have to actually find some quarters and just use that thing if you can find a payphone.
Which I have,
or maybe ask to somebody use somebody else's.
But I have to tell you, I think that's a really good thing because we have an entire generation growing up that can't tell which way east or west is based on the sun, right? Have no clue which way east or west is. Because they always have GPS. They don't know how to look anything up. They don't think. As soon as they want to know something, they don't even think. They just look it up.
Thanks to GPS, I've taken the same route maybe a dozen times before without yet memorizing it. Mm-hmm. Because I've just been like, oh, I'll just poke on the GPS.
How many of these kids can even call a number without their phone because they don't know the number? Imagine that. I mean, how do I call my... I don't know what my mother's cell phone number is. I just hit a button and it goes. How many of them could even call their parents if they had to and they weren't home?
I mean, I was... As a military brat, every time we moved, we had to memorize a new phone number. And we would have to, like... We had, like, a song we'd make up just to, like, memorize the number.
Mm-hmm.
And it was important that you knew not only your number, but your friend's number. Like, how do you get in touch with somebody? And nowadays, who needs it? So that's the challenge that's before these children. Let's see if they can do it. Do you think it's possible? Can you wrest the phone away from your child and how prevalent it is in your children's schools? And are you concerned? Teresa from Maryland, good morning. You're first up on Mornings
Hi.
On the Mall.
Good morning, Vince and Mary. How are you?
Good.
Good, thanks.
I think it's a really good idea. I have, first off, in my son's school, right off the bat, the first thing that they do when they get into homeroom, their teacher takes their phones and just puts them in a basket and they can get them at dismissal. So that eliminates the phone problem right there.
For sure.
But I also think that it's a good idea that this teacher is suggesting this idea. First off, $100, who's not going to want that? But, I mean, everybody nowadays, because my son has a math packet that he has to finish before the school starts again, and they have like three books that they have to read. So, you know, make that Tuesday all about, you know, just what you got to get done, and then you don't have to think about it until the next week. So, you know, they can look at it that way. Get your math packet started, do a couple pages, read a couple chapters on Tuesdays, and, you know, they don't feel like, because I know from a lot of experience, I'm like, oh, this math pack is coming home again. God.
Yeah. Well, it would definitely free up time for you to do other things. I mean, like the cell phone, so all-consuming. There's a million things you could do with it. And,
right.
And this is a good opportunity for you to, I don't know, spend time with your family.
Right. I mean, if they're going to, they know they have to get it done, so they can just, you know, say, okay, let's do it on that day. And once I'm done with it, we'll go get... We'll go to the pool for the rest of the day or whatever. But
for sure. And I don't know why, Teresa, thank you for that. I don't know why, like, it just has to be the principal that gets in on this. Why? I mean, it almost seems like inspirational that the parents should get in on this. Like, hey, how about each set of parents or each parent saves up $100 and says, I'll tell you what, if you can go without the phone for, you know, whatever amount of days, you're in, baby. This jackpot, you did it. You know, they say that parents who use phones lead to a lot during the day, actually lead to some behavioral issues with their kids. There was a study involving 172 parent families with at least one child. And they said nearly half of the parents said that they would interact with their phones when they were spending time with their children three or more times on a typical day, and it often led to behavioral problems such as whining, sulking, restlessness, temper tantrums, and acting out. So kids respond negatively when the parents are consumed by phones as well.
Of course, because they want their parents' attention, and they're not getting it. But hold on a second. I got to check my stats. I got to see how many people liked my tweet. Hold on.
Yeah. Nice art, Jimmy. One second. Let me check my tweets. All right. 8:15 now on WMAL. Let us know what you think. 888-630-9625. It's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Huh? What? I'm on my phone. Oh, here we go. That's been around the Beltway, where it's been a little bit slow here because of this crash between Colesville Road and George Avenue. That was over to the shoulder, but it puts it in a tough spot because you come around the curve and you could see the activity there. Delays from 95 back out of Calverton. So a slow go at it there. Into White Oak, we had the crash south on 29 as you approach Trader Joe's. 270, it's been about the volume only through Urbana and again Germantown down to the lane divide. Crash was, Virginia 95 was blocking the left lane northbound at 17 Falmouth. That's clear to the shoulder, but boy, a big delay this morning for everyone coming out of Fredericksburg through Falmouth, Stafford, and Aquia. We've had three separate incidents, all three now out of the travel lanes, but it's going to be some time to clear those delays. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway, you need to know this. If you're coming off of 295, there's a crash after you pass the 3rd Street Tunnel before you get to the 14th Street Bridge. Thus, the delays from 295 and the bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we got a good deal of sunshine with a high at 93 degrees. The record, 95. Let's see if we get there. Tonight, mainly clear, low of 74 degrees. Tomorrow, we'll have clouds and sunshine in the morning, and then a lot more clouds later in the day as a stray shower or thunderstorm becomes possible. High of 94. Right now in the nation's capital, 76 degrees. It's 8:17 on WMAL. We're talking cell phones and your kids. How dominant are those phones in their lives? One D.C. area principal wants to actually take the phone away once a week for an entire summer. That's 11 Tuesdays. And if the kids can make it and their parents certify it happened, $100 right in that kid's pocket. Pretty good to get a Benjamin for dropping that phone for just a single day each week. Richard's in Fredericksburg this morning and joins us next on Mornings on the Mall. Richard, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I think as parents, we should simply have the courage to take things from our children that we know are bad for them without feeling we have to bribe them.
Definitely. Like, why do you need some outside principal to pay your kids to get involved in your life and your parents?
Stay away from crack for the summer. Should I give them $100 for that?
It depends on how hard it is to stay away from crack in your house. I guess so.
This is how far we've sunk as parents. It's not, you know, none of this is the kids' fault. It's all entirely on us. We're afraid to let them be mad at us for 20 seconds. You know, you can hate me all you want. You'll get over it when you're 30.
There you go.
I got a job to do here, and I'm going to do it.
You know what, Richard? This harkens back, though. I can remember, you know, back in the day, back in the 70s, where it was called the boob tube, you know, because parents would put their kids in front of the television and didn't monitor what the children were watching. And at the time, there were, what, three channels, four channels, maybe? You didn't have cable and this just myriad of stuff. And our parents complained about it. Then it went to having, well, everybody's got a TV in their room. You know, all the kids had TVs in their rooms. And I remember everybody had a TV in the room. My parents were like, not you.
Right. Yeah, she's got a phone in her room. She's got a TV in her room.
Yep. My parents, like, oh, well, their parents clearly love them more than I love. But so my mother would look at me and go, well, their parents love them and clearly I don't love you. So no TV, no phone. We didn't have it. But you're right. Parents have to say no. And I think it's easier for a lot of parents to just take the path of least resistance. And it's one less thing they have to listen to their kids whine about. And so the kids get a phone in the room. They get a computer in the room. They get a TV in their room. They get all those things. And it's easier than telling them no. I think that's exactly what happens. Richard, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. No, I know it is. I mean, I have a small child, and my instinct occasionally is mutual. We have a mutual interest in that phone being used. She wants it, and I'd be happy to give it to her just so she's like, you know, she's relaxed and she'd enjoy it. But I constantly have to check myself. I'm the adult here. I've got to remember, no, that might not be a good idea. I should probably stave that off. Let her focus on doing other things for now and not be on the phone.
I have a friend who is a young child. She's probably about 18 months old, not even two yet.
Yeah.
And that he thinks it's hilarious that his kid loves the phone, sitting
look
there and loves to
swiping.
FaceTime and loves to do this stuff. So if anybody wants a call from, you know, little Scotty or whatever, you know, FaceTime, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I don't think this is a really good thing that you're doing here, dude.
Who knows? It's a brave new world. Tony from Potomac is up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. I just want to say that President Trump uses his cell phone and tweet while he's running the country, and the Democrats are acting out, throwing tantrums, and doing everything he said that the children do. So I think you're right.
That's true. That's true. That's right. The adult in the room. If the adult uses the phone a lot, the children act out. Good point, Tony. Thank you.
That's hilarious, Tony. Thank you. But there's also a lot of studies that show that when the younger children are under a certain age, kids should not be using these devices at all because the blue light that comes from them can harm how their eyes develop. So you got to be careful.
Yeah,
with these devices.
I always sensed a tremendous amount of nonsense in those claims. That's a parent's version of events. If you sit too close to the TV, your eyes are going to get crossed. What? That's going to happen to me?
Well, but I think
it doesn't. It's all a lie. You listen to me, children. Rebel against your parents. Watch television.
I say you go old school. Get your kid a CNC. You know, CNC. Yeah, you turn it to, you know, the cow says, and you pull the thing. Says the cow says. Woo, when you turn it to, get them old. Go old school with them.
Let's rush over to Becky from Maryland. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning. I really hope there's no scouts in that charter school because that woman will be out a lot of money. My kids go for a week without a cell phone when they go away to Boy Scout camp, and they regularly are on weekend campouts and stuff where there is no cell phone for them because they're doing other things and they're in the out of doors, and therefore they're not able to use those cell phones. So
Great. Good for the Boy Scouts, by the way. I obviously, that makes so much sense. Your job is to be out in nature, not to be consumed by digital technology.
And that's one of the benefits of the Boy Scout program, and they learn respect for the adults around them that tell them put their cell phones away if they pull them out, and they do. Because you're not always in a place where you don't have cell signal. Sometimes you are, and it makes it really easy. But it's a great program to help teach those, instill those kind of values in your kids.
Good values to me. Thank you, Becky. Let's quickly go to Michael from Alexandria. Good morning, Michael. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I think it's pretty simple around this time and era that I think parents rather be their kids' friends than actually be parents. I had a saying I told I have two older boys,
yes,
grown, who are adults, and I said, I'm your father, not your friend, but no one loves you more than me.
Good for you.
And, I think parents just today want the easy way out, and they think being their kids' friends is a lot easier than being their kids' parents.
The trick is to remember it's a challenge, and you should rise to it. It's not supposed to be easy, raising children the right way. 822 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Should liberal cities like Charlottesville and Richmond be allowed to destroy historical monuments honoring Confederate soldiers like Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Ed Gillespie says that's okay. Gillespie told the Washington Post he opposes a law protecting these monuments. That's no surprise. It's part of a pattern with Gillespie. Gillespie lobbied for a legal alien amnesty and said he would veto a ban on late-term abortions. Ed Gillespie is a K Street insider lobbyist who stands for nothing, lost to Mark Warner 3 years ago, and will lose again in November. The conservative choice? Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. A solid record. More jobs. Stable taxes. Stand up to illegal immigration. Fight political correctness. Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
I'm Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Innova. Join the future of health.
Day 25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Beltway through College Park, Silver Spring. Here's a new incident you need to watch for. If you're passing Route 1 near the IKEA, right as you come up to that exit for I-95, you know, it's confusing because trying to make the left to the right to merge onto 95. That's where we have the crash. Get a slight break and then you'll hit it slow again around into Silver Spring where we had the earlier crash near George Avenue. That is now gone. All right, here we go. Inner loop through Bethesda. That looks pretty good. Lighter than normal there. DC 295 each direction. Jammed to get to the inbound 11th Street Bridge. This is due to the crash still in place on the freeway westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel. George Washington Parkway slows each direction near Spout Run, northbound before the Key Bridge. And then those southbound delays continue down toward not just the Key Bridge, but also over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This morning, a few clouds, hot. This afternoon, hot 93, plenty of sunshine. Records 95, we'll make a run at it. Air quality alert in effect. Tonight, mainly clear, 74. On Tuesday, late day shower, thunderstorm threat. It's still hot, up to 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Charlie and Reagan National, 78 degrees, 826 on WMAL.
Well, there is a brouhaha, which is a word I like to use and don't get to use it often, so I'm pulling it out now.
Ha-ha-ha, be brewing.
A brouhaha, exactly. New York has public theater. They have a lot of different theaters in the park, and they're free, as a lot of cities do this. And they have big corporate sponsors. Well, they were doing a production of Julius Caesar on Sunday, but the main character in Julius Caesar is Donald Trump. Now, they don't come out and call him Donald Trump.
Oh, so there's some question about whether or not it's Trump, right?
No, there's pretty much no question. he's got the blonde hair, the red tie, a little portly. All of the other characters are played by minorities, women, and other minorities, you know, Asians, Hispanics, no Asians, who am I kidding? Hispanics, African-Americans. It's, you know, again, playing into that, you know, stereotype. And, of course, they all kill Caesar, who is, in this, reimagined as Donald Trump, lost on no one. Well, there was a big uproar about this, and I think rightfully so. And it got, the uproar actually got to the point where Delta and Bank of America pulled their sponsorship of New York's public theater. Now, I get it. I understand that they probably said, oh, we're going to support this. This is good. People can go in the city and see a nice play. They can go see Julius Caesar. They didn't know what they were going to do with it, so they pulled their support. So now people who do plays in New York for public, now they don't have the money.
The key is not to kill the president in your play. At 2, Chuck Schumer, 828 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life, even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor here in the DC area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
I have failed at very few things.
And I'm afraid.
Marcus Lemonis.
I didn't come here to give you a rose. I came here to give you a reality check. You guys are essentially out of business right now.
The Turnaround King is back.
You're a powerful man, and that is not an easy thing to work with.
I think you're going to be surprised. The risk is high, but if it works, the payoff is huge.
I want to thank y'all because my life is riding on this.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to work.
The Prophet, all new Tuesdays at 10, CNBC. Get yours.
Prominent Democratic senator is now questioning whether or not Loretta Lynch should be hauled before the Senate. Oh, that could happen? Really? We'll find out when we come back. WMAL News is next. It's 8:30 here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The attorneys general of D.C. and Maryland are filing a lawsuit today against President Trump. Their suit claims he's in violation of the Constitution for failing to separate his public duties from his private business interests. The lawsuit alleges that Mr. Trump has accepted millions of dollars in payments and benefits from foreign governments since moving into the White House. If a judge allows the case to go forward, it could lead to the release of President Trump's personal tax returns. Ivanka Trump says her father felt vindicated and incredibly optimistic following James Comey's congressional testimony last week. And speaking on Fox News this morning, Ivanka Trump also said political life still surprises her.
There's a level of viciousness that I was not expecting. I was not expecting the intensity of this experience, but this isn't supposed to be easy.
And she says that, quote, ultimately we're really focused on why the American people elected Donald Trump as their president. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is marking an important anniversary today. It was 50 years ago today that the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Virginia law banning interracial marriage. The governor today will dedicate an historical marker in Richmond commemorating the anniversary and the Virginia couple whose marriage landed them in jail, but whose legal fight then resulted in that Supreme Court ruling. Bill Cosby could take the stand at his sexual assault trial this week, but experts also say the risk of that would be considerable. The defense is scheduled to begin presenting its case today in suburban Philadelphia. Puerto Rico's governor is vowing to turn the U.S. territory into the 51st state after a statehood vote over the weekend. The governor says he'll soon create a commission to appoint 2 senators and 5 representatives to demand statehood. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,272, the NASDAQ at 6208. Sports, the Nationals get swept by Texas, the Orioles swept by the Yankees. WNBA, the Mystics win again, and the Penguins win the Stanley Cup for the second straight year. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Buy one, get one, 25% off. No limits at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the D.C. Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Double hung, casement, slider, grids, color, low E, entirely up to you. And throughout June, buy one, get one 25% off. Buy 5, get 5 25% off. Buy 10, get 10 25% off. Or choose no payments until November. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888. See us for financing, payment, and buy 1, get 1 25% off details.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
Meet the new Power Cash Rewards Visa Card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases as an Access America checking account holder or member of the military. Start earning cash back on everything, everywhere. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required for membership. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
For the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
This is Larry O'Connor. Invest in your health at Principal Medical Group in McLean. Same-day appointments and 24/7 access with my doctor, Dr. Jones. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Schedule a free consultation at principalmedicalgroup.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway busy, and I want you to be careful. If you're leaving Tyson's and you use the outer loop toward Springfield, you normally don't have a delay. You're up at speed, coming off of 66, but you'll slam on the brakes before you get to the Little River Turnpike due to the crash. Looks like it's just before Braddock Road. Fire trucks are there, and you're squeezing by to the left. So, again, that's the inner loop, and that's the outer loop in Annandale. Inner loop, you're slow coming out of Springfield, and that normal delay. Stop and go, and you can check out that activity. Then beyond, north of 66 to the Legion Bridge with the volume. Coming in toward the Beltway, 29 commuters. Lee Highway, that's going to be stop and go to Cedar Lane before you get to the Merrifield area. So do expect a police direction through that crash. 270 about the volume. Yeah, anything but the volume here into town, unfortunately, on this crash on the westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel, 295. That gets you big time here. Southbound coming out of Chevrolet and northbound just north of the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This morning, a few clouds, hot. This afternoon, hot 93. Plenty of sunshine. Records 95. We'll make a run at it. Air quality alert in effect. Tonight, mainly clear, 74. On Tuesday, late day shower thunderstorm threat. It's still hot, up to 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Haymarket, 74 in Damascus, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Principal Medical Group. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
I don't know if you saw this, you might have missed it because it was on CNN. But Dianne Feinstein was on CNN's State of the Union, and she said something very interesting, and you're not hearing a lot about this. And we'll start off with James Comey, and something that James Comey said during his testimony that led to what Dianne Feinstein had to say. Cut 27, Mike.
The Clinton campaign at the time was using all kinds of euphemisms, security review matters, things like that, for what was going on. We were getting to a place where the Attorney General and I were both going to have to testify and talk publicly about it. And I wanted to know, was she going to authorize us to confirm we had an investigation? And she said, yes, but don't call it that. Call it a matter. And I said, why would I do that? And she said, just call it a matter.
Right, so I wanted to take you down memory lane there to remember that, because that was actually very important. We know from that exchange that Lynch, the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, told the head of the FBI, when dealing with Hillary Clinton, the Democratic candidate for president, to not call it an investigation, to make sure you catch it as a matter. That basically made the FBI an arm of the campaign to downplay what was going on with Hillary Clinton. Now, Dianne Feinstein, who is a Democrat, was on CNN's State of the Union this weekend, as I said, and here's what she had to say about that exchange.
He felt it clearly that Loretta Lynch was giving cover to the Clinton campaign. Was she?
I can't answer that. I would have a queasy feeling, too, though, to be candid with you. I think we need to know more about that. And there's only one way to know about it, and that's to have the Judiciary Committee take a look at that.
So you think it's worth investigating if, in a way, this was semantic cover given to the Clinton campaign? What was clearly an investigation being described?
Yeah, but this is a separate investigation
of course,
we're talking about.
Yes.
And I don't think we should mix the two.
And I think she's right. I don't think we should mix the two. But you could have knocked me over to hear Dianne Feinstein say, you know what? I think that there's something to look into here. That's big news. And this is being totally downplayed by the media. No one is discussing what Loretta Lynch directed James Comey to do. And he did. And he felt uncomfortable and queasy about it. Did he go back and write a memo for cover just in case something happened? No, he didn't. But he did it.
Right. Well, I was struck by a couple of things here. One, this is a headline, is that Dianne Feinstein's calling for a separate investigation into Loretta Lynch and the Clinton campaign. That's one. That's A1. That's top fold. The other is that, and this is a big story by implication, is that to what extent was Loretta Lynch cooperating with the Hillary Clinton campaign in helping to have a corrupt system whereby they were downplaying any sort of damage that an investigation could cause to the benefit of whatever political goals that Hillary Clinton had? Clearly, the output of that existed in her going right to James Comey and be like, call this a matter, not an investigation. But you don't do that unless there's a series of other things that are going on behind the scenes, whether that includes direct communication with Hillary Clinton, certainly communication with Bill Clinton on a tarmac, and just what precisely was Loretta Lynch doing to assist the Clinton campaign that went above and beyond just some sort of semantic somersaults that she forced upon the FBI director? That, again, you don't get to that place where you're calling for change what you call this unless there's a lot more going on behind the scenes.
And that makes James Comey, though, complicit in all of this.
Yeah,
in helping.
He acceded to her demands. He did it. He put matter down. That's how the FBI described it, when it was anything but.
And yet when President Trump allegedly said to him, or he claims that President Trump said, well, I would hope you could see your way clear. I would hope that you could do this. He was so concerned over that. He didn't do it. I didn't do it, because he was so concerned about it. He woke up in the middle of the night to write a memo about it that he later leaked, because he thought there should be a special counsel, again, interfering with the process. He felt that there had to be a special counsel to look into this. Yet when the attorney general orders you to do something that you know is wrong, that makes you uncomfortable and queasy, you do it. You don't ask any questions. You don't say, I don't think this is the right thing to do. You do it anyway. And you don't even write a memo about it. Not that concerned. He wasn't that concerned.
By the way, the way that he says, if you listen to what he said about, she said, just call it a matter. He said it in such a way, it was like the most strident and urgent and active voice he was at any time during the testimony, suggesting that she sounded, the way he conveyed it made it sound like Loretta Lynch was angry that she had to justify herself. Now, we'll see. Hopefully this all comes out. I find it encouraging that Dianne Feinstein wants to even begin probing questions on this. Democrats, by and large, have stayed singularly focused on trying to hurt Trump with this Russia investigation. And Republicans, meanwhile, have done their level best to appear like they're fair players in this investigation. But it's not often that you hear a Democrat suggest that one of the ancillary issues that might come out of an investigation, which, by the way, any good investigation will yield different routes. It's not a clear A to B line. This is one of those routes. This is a divergence, but it's an important one, where we establish whether or not the former Attorney General of the United States was actually corrupting the political process by giving favorable treatment to Hillary Clinton. This is the story that Hillary can't shake, that she always gets favors that no one else can get. And yet she's supposed to present herself as the leader of the resistance, the person who is one of the people who knows what a nothing burger is, or whatever phrase she's borrowing this week from Urban Dictionary. None of that is true. She's never been able to convince common people that she's one of them. That's the reason she lost. And this is further evidence that she has very little to do with any average American. She gets a very special deal from the Department of Justice.
It's funny, I'm reading Shattered. And a lot of that is in there, and they knew all of this in the campaign, and they knew it was a problem. So it's very interesting that it's still dogging her.
Still to this day. 844 now on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
Common wisdom is you should buy a new mattress every 8 to 10 years, and you don't even notice it because you get so used to that valley in the middle of your mattress that you don't even think about it. You know, I don't need a new mattress. So my husband and I, we knew we needed a new mattress. It got to that point, and we went to Mattress Warehouse, and we met this incredible guy. His name's Roy, and he knew everything. everything there was to know about mattresses, but the best part is he introduced us to Bed Match. He had us enter some information into a computer, and then you lie down on a special mattress, and he had us change positions a couple of times. And within 3 minutes, the computer had calculated our pressure points, our sleeping positions, and our weight distribution, and it spit out a list of 6 mattresses that would be best suited for us. So instead of that ordeal of, you know, 3 hours trying every mattress in the store, it took 3 minutes. We didn't have to spend the afternoon trying out all those mattresses. With our mattress angel Roy and the science behind Bed Match, we found the perfect mattress. Whatever your needs or even your price range, you can find your perfect match at Mattress Warehouse. So if it's time to replace your mattress, go to Mattress Warehouse, where they use science, not pressure, to match you with your perfect mattress. To find a Mattress Warehouse near you, you just go to sleephappens.com. That's sleephappens.com for Mattress Warehouse.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto Owners Insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Update on the Virginia Beltway, the crash outer loop as you're trying to get through Annandale towards Springfield. Outer loop near Braddock Road. I'm looking at it now. Everything to the right shoulder. You still see the flashing lights. You see the VDOT truck is there too. You will have a brief but abrupt delay. Outer loop in Annandale. Now the inner loop, we're still pretty solid here right as you merge off in 95 past the Little River Turnpike and again 66 to the Legion Bridge. 95. That has been a tough struggle this morning with 3 separate accidents through Stafford and Aquia. All have been cleared. Still seeing those delays, though, as you push towards 610 and then beyond, just about cleared out until you get to the Beltway. Bethesda crash, Wilson Lane, north of River Road at Mary Knoll Avenue. Watch for police at the scene there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got to get to 95 today to get a record. Good deal. Sunshine, though, is expected. Starting the 70s, wrap it up at 93. So we may get there. There is an air quality alert in effect. Clear and warm tonight, 74. Late day showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently at Reagan National, it's 78 degrees, 847 on WMAL.
So are you a fan of House of Cards? I think you are, Vince. I think you are.
I watched a little bit of it. I haven't finished it. As life gets busier, there's less TV consumption.
Yeah, I don't have time. And maybe it's one of those things that when I win the lottery and I can just sit back and just watch TV, I will binge watch House of Cards.
I watched enough of this show to ruin a lot of people's spoilers, so I'm not going to give anything away. But
good.
It's a great show, though.
All right. Well, Frank Underwood, the home of Frank Underwood from House of Cards, is going to hit the auction block. The show, as you know, is set in Washington, D.C., but the home itself is located in Baltimore. It's a late 19th century Victorian brick row house. And it's in a lovely, I mean, the neighborhood looks beautiful. And they say it's going up for auction July 27th at 1 o'clock with opening bids starting at $500,000. It's a 4-bedroom home. It was built in 1880 in the Bolton Hill neighborhood of Baltimore. It contains 2.5 bathrooms, 12-foot ceilings, marble mantles, dual staircases, a rear patio, and a 2-car garage. That's huge. And the listing says the home was remodeled, but it features kept all the original details. I want to get in that house so badly. I love old homes like that. I just love them where they haven't updated them to the point of destroying the history in the home. Sometimes people come in and they update a house and you just want to cry when they're done with it. They have not done that to this house. So that makes me very, very happy.
It's beautiful. And it is a kind of, I think it'd be impressive to sort of own a piece of such a popular show. It'd be like just welcoming people over for parties to the House of Cards house. I can't imagine. This might not even get bought up by a private purchaser. This may be a business opportunity for somebody to, you know, get to see the House of Cards house. Come visit.
Would you want to live next to the house, though?
Probably not.
Next to the tour? No. I don't think that's going to, I don't know. Also, there is a house for sale in BB Plain, Vermont. It's from 1782. It has really thick granite walls. The decor, though, is from the 1950s. It is almost 7,000 square feet. It is currently cut into 5 apartments, which are currently vacant. It's on less than a quarter of an acre. It's on the market for $109,000. The reason for that is because it sits on the Canadian United States border. Like, literally on the border.
Like right on the border. Like
right.
It's, the house is split between two different countries.
The line actually goes through one of the apartments. You could sleep with your feet in the United States and your head in Canada.
How do you handle the tax bill in a house like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
You prorate it for the percentage that's on the side of the border that charges that tax.
Well, that's the U.S. they say back in the day, this was a totally normal thing. But now, because, you know, when people went back and forth across the border all the time and nobody thought twice about it, but now it's stresses everyone out. It was built by a merchant so he could sell to farmers in both Vermont and Quebec. And the couple that own it now inherited it about 40 years ago. They have dual U.S. and Canadian citizenship, and they're hoping they can sell it so they can move to Ontario to be closer to their children. The town it's in is about 60 miles northeast of Montpelier, 75 miles southeast of Montreal. And there's an entire town there, BB Plain, the entire town. Residential streets used to be open, but now they're blocked by gates since 9/11. The back doors of some apartment buildings straddling the border have been locked up permanently.
Whoa.
The free library and the opera house were deliberately built on both sides. Canadians are still allowed to walk to the library's U.S. entrance, though, so they can still do that.
Be careful. If Trump gets some steam, he might build a wall right through your house. 851 on WMA.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
What do coffee shops and ATMs have in common? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Well, every year, 350,000 people suffer a cardiac arrest outside of a hospital. That's according to the American Heart Association. It estimates 40,000 of those people could benefit if an AED, or automated external defibrillator, was close by and accessible. So, researchers at the University of Toronto studied the locations where people went into cardiac arrest and determined this. If every, quote, Starbucks or Bank of America ATM had an AED, rescuers would know where to find it. Of course, speed is so important in this situation that every second counts. You're not always going to have access to an AED, but everyone can learn to administer CPR, consisting of rescue breaths and chest compressions. And in case you're wondering, it is true. The BG Staying Alive song is the perfect pace for chest compressions, about 100 beats a minute. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at your local retailer today.
It was just one phone call, one seven-figure decision that changed my life forever. Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci, founder of NV Real Estate Academy, and in 2004, I attended my very first real estate seminar where I saw the incredible opportunities that existed in real estate investing, only to be disappointed with the lack of tools, education, mentorship, and the community that I felt I needed to be successful flipping houses. But I fought hard through that broken system and built a multi-million-dollar real estate business. So if you're ready to set your world on fire and start flipping houses, spouses, I'm ready to be there every step of the way. Just make that one phone call, your 1 7-figure decision, and I'll give you my fortunes and flipping kit free, and you will learn how to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses.
Call 1-800-215-8695 to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-215-8695 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop, plus a free meal, an e-writer tablet, and a USB drive preloaded with Nick's powerful information just for attending the free training workshop. Call 800-215-8695. That's 800-215-8695, so call now.
It's 855 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Fox, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. It is a busy commute getting into town still. Here's the story. It's the Southeast Southwest Freeway westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's where they were dealing with the crash along the left side. So this is before you get to the outbound 14th Street Bridge. For your delays coming off the 11th Street Bridge, 295. Also quite slow, in fact, northbound right as you merge off of the Beltway. And Beltway to the Wilson Bridge, we're still back before St. Barnabas Road. That volume takes you into Alexandria. The Beltway scoop is this outer loop in Virginia, the crash near Braddock Road, the shoulder, and those delays have actually cleared. Inner loop, though, still slow. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Morning, a few clouds, hot. This afternoon, hot 93, plenty of sunshine. Records 95, we'll make a run at it. Air quality alert in effect. Tonight, mainly clear, 74. On Tuesday, late day shower, thunderstorm threat. It's still hot, up to 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in Reagan National, 80 degrees. It's 8:56 on WMAL.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
One Touch Ultra Meter users. You asked, so we listened.
When it comes down to it, I really want a meter that helps me understand my results.
We hear you. That's why we created the One Touch Vario Flex Meter with ColorSure technology that takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
So, is it easy for me to upgrade?
All you have to do is stop in to talk to your CVS pharmacist.
Wow, that's perfect for me.
Upgrade to the OneTouch Vario Flex Meter today. And remember, OneTouch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans. Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Are you looking forward to your summer? I'm really looking forward to my summer this year because no more glasses. No more glasses to get in the way of outdoor activities. Since my LASIK and raindrop surgery with Dr. Mark Witten, I notice new benefits every day. Dr. Witten is the most experienced LASIK surgeon in the D.C. area and the very first to perform the raindrop procedure for reading vision. Schedule your consultation at wittenlasereye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's wittenlasereye.com. At Witten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
Dave Snell for Snell Heating and Air.
The ancient Greeks considered the number 7 to be the perfect number. You've got 7 hills of Rome, 7 seas, 7 wonders of the world, and just the way it looks standing there at an angle with that casual lean all, yo, check it, I'm lucky 7. But at Snell Heating and Air, we've latched on to 777 because we can't get enough of those lucky numbers. The 777 means my stand-up guys are working for you 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. Now, a lot of companies charge extra for overtime and weekend work, but not Snell. 777 is your lucky combination for Snell's outstanding service, our expertise, and hours that work for your schedule at the same low rate. So when you call my stand-up guys for service or repair, you know it's going to be your lucky day.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air. And on the web at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Number one, be the first to contact key players in the process. First impressions count. Number two, at the end of the day, divorce law, like politics, is very local. Be sure your attorney knows well your judge and his courthouse, which in family court amounts to a king in his kingdom. Number three, timing in divorce, as in everything else, is important. Passage of time always helps one side of the table, but never both. Know which side you're sitting on and act accordingly. For more info, check out dadsdivorce.com. It's a great resource, and it's free.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at cordellcordell.com. That's cordellcordell.com.
Weak economic data has led to interest rates falling back to the lowest levels in a year. This is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if you're one of the many who procrastinated and didn't take advantage of the lowest rates in history, this is your last window of opportunity. Call me, Mark Livingstone, at 202-625-1221. We'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. That's 202-625-1221, or log on to cornerstonefirst.com.
All right. Virginia voting tomorrow in that primary. We talked to Corey Stewart. We talked to Frank Wagner. And now we have Ed Gillespie going to be joining us tomorrow morning.
What are they voting on in Virginia? What's going on?
Who knows? Just something important.
Some big Virginia thing coming up. Oh, look who showed up. It's Chris Plant.
Look who finally showed up this sunny Monday morning. Hey, once again, my basket is full. The murder of President Trump, Shakespeare in the Park in New York, taxpayer-funded and sponsored and all that good stuff. The left attacks the left at one of the left's parades in Washington over the weekend. The left attacking the left all over the place. These people